okay, so we're doing we're segueing now to a new leg of the of this year, I guess. And we're gonna move to Bava Metzia, Sikhism Bava Metzia. And somehow or other, I don't know if I, less so than I had thought, but I think they relate to Kenyan. So I just thought maybe it's a good idea to start off with the Rambam and get at least some basic idea of what Kenyan is. You know, just try a few Rambam and see what we can get. Maybe it will help us going in, you know. Okay, so the Rambam is in Mechira Aleph Aleph. So he says, HaMekach Eino Nikne V'Dvarim. So a purchase cannot be accomplished, I guess, with words. Okay, you can't do Kenyan with words. What does that mean? Afilu he'idu, he'idu aleihem edim. Even if witnesses testify. Ketzad. How so? Ba'yizze ani mocher lecha. If you say to somebody, this house I am selling to you. Ya'in ze ani mocher lecha. Eved ze ani mocher lecha. U'pasku adamim. And we set up a monetary amount. V'rotza halokeach. And the buyer wants to. V'amar. Kanisi, and the buyer says, I bought it. And the seller wants it, and he says, I sold it. And you tell the Edim, be witnesses for us that so and so, that this guy sold it and this guy bought it. How is it? Doesn't work.
Like an auction.
It's like they were never. It's like they never said anything. Okay, so it's eno klum, and it's like as if there were nothing. There was no words between them ever. Similarly, if you give a gift or receive a gift, does it work? It's true. It would be like an auction, I guess. You're in public. You say sold, whatever. You both agree, sold. Right, sold means, I guess that's what they mean when they say sold. It means it's sold. It's done. It's final. So you can't back out after that. Sold. So, I mean, that's that would seem to be a mekach l'nikam v'dvarim. Not doing anything. You're just agreeing. You're saying, they say, with meeting of the minds. They're edim, I guess. I don't know if an auction needs edim, but they are edim. That would be like an auction. So we don't have that. Doesn't work. Okay, Aval. All right. Nikne hamekach ve'echad me dvarim shehu nikne bahem. But if you purchase purchase through one of the manners which a mekach is, one of the methods of kinyanim, kana lokach, then it works. Ve'inon strich an edim klal. Okay, you don't need any edim at all. Ve'in echad mehem yachal achzeba. And no one, neither party could back out. Neither party can back out. So he says, first he says that words and agreement and edim alone don't do anything. And then he says in Bays, but a Kenyan, a Maisa Kenyan, does something even without edim. Even without edim. Okay, there's no need for edim. Right? This is the Frankel has one halacha still. And what are these methods? What does the Kenyan? So a karka niknis bechem shalosh dvarim, kesef ha-bashtar ha-bachazaka. It's the way karka, you give money, or you could give them the star, or you could, be the chazaka on the land. So whatever that would mean, closing the door to the land, or the fence, or whatever purchase, with a demonstration that it's your land. Okay? So that's, this is the halachas. Okay? That's it. Any questions? Yes, okay, so I guess first question, why can't it work? Why is al halach, Joe? Why can't it work with Dvarim, with Edim and Dvarim, right? Why not? What's lacking? What's lacking, right? That's the one question? Okay, good. Okay, so this is good. What's Avmina? What's Avmina in Halacha Beis? Why would I think that you need Edim for a Kenyan? Right? The Avmina is both ways. Avmina is the first Avmina is that Edim alone with Dvarim will create a Kenyan, and then even if you say it doesn't, you need a Maisa, but you might say you demand Edim as well. That's also not true.
What was the first
Avmina? First Avmina is that Edim and Dvarim would create a thing, even without a Maisa Kenyan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? So they say, that's not show. You need a Kenyan. But Anand's saying is, even if you have a Kenyan, you might say you demand Adam. Says, so that's not show. Okay, so that's the question. What are these Kenyanim? Like, what's Pshat in Kenyan? What is a Kenyan? What is a Maisa Kenyan? What's the common factor, I guess, of these Kenyanim? Right? Like, what? How does this work? Right, maybe it's worth just seeing what these Kenyanim are. So, I guess in Halacha Dalet, it says, Ketzad b'kasef, Macha lo b'ayis osada v'nasin lo adam im kana. So basically, you give them the money. Are you selling the thing? You give them the money. That works. Okay. Then Shtar Ketzad is Zion. Ketzad b'shtar, Kasev lo ala niyar ala cheres ala ala sadein asunacha. You write down on this, on whatever that my field is sold to you. Given to you, once you give him the star, right, then it's sold. Okay, so the star isn't worth anything, it's just a document which says, my field is sold to you, and I give it to you, and that does it. Okay? And then, Ketzah b'chazaka, machal abayis, osade, onasan, losamantana, kivin shena'ol, ogadar, aparat, kalshu. So if you, like, close the fence, or enclose it, or if you, you put up some sort of, surrounding around it. Vushi old maisa, kana. So it's like you benefit the field, I guess, through surrounding it. So then that's kana. Okay, some shot is it's like an action of a baal.
Right.
I guess the bottom line question is, what's Kenyan? Right? That's really the question. Like, what is we got? I mean, of course these are sugyas, so I mean it's you have to get into the particulars and each one is its own thing. But I mean, could we say anything? What is Kenyan? What is not Kenyan?
Kenyan seems to be.
I have another question. Well, what's interesting about the way the Rambam presents these halachos? It's funny. It's funny how he starts. He starts off, a Kenyan does not work through the Rambam. Okay? Right? I mean, that sounds like a detail, you'd think, right? I mean, isn't that, it's a funny way to start. You start by saying what a Kenyan is, and then tell you later a Kenyan isn't. Right? I don't know. It's a funny way to start, the halachos of Kenyan. Kenyan, you can't buy something with words. Okay? Right? I don't know, it's funny. Right? It's like, it's almost as if, like, that would be your automatic havamina would be, Kenyan means words. And now he's coming along. Hold on a second. Before we get started, let's just dispel this notion right away. Okay? Kenyan doesn't work that way. Right? I mean, it sounds that way. It sounds something like that, right? So if that's the case, where should we start? Right. And that's, right, and the way that I'm writing it, you should start off by what's not true? What would you have thought? Right? What would you have thought? Apparently, he's painting for you a picture. What doesn't work? Right? He paints it in a lot of detail. Right? You say this thing. I'm buying this field. I'm selling you this field, and we set up an amount of money, and we both agree. And the buyer says I bought it, and the seller says I sold it. And they're edim, be edim for us that I bought it and that I sold it. Doesn't work. It's also another detailed question, but how is it Eino Klom? Uki'ilu lo haya b'nei dvar me'olam. I mean, Aaron does the same thing. Eino Klom and ki'ilu b'nei dvar me'olam. It's nothing, and it's like there's nothing ever took place between them. I mean, it's the same exact thing twice, it would seem. But this is it's a detail. I'm just, So what would I have thought? Apparently, if the Ram didn't say anything, this is what you would have thought. Apparently, he's holding this, and the Torah comes along and sets up Kenyan. It's excluding this. Or something like that, right? It's excluding this. This is what you would have said. Sold. Right? Auction, whatever. Okay, so the direction we're taking is like this. That, so David and Dover is saying that it's kind of based on what we were saying yesterday. A little bit for Rebbe Mayer. But, not sure it'll play out, but. But it sounds like it's excluding what we were thinking yesterday. So you may argue that Kenyan is essentially a phenomenon of das. That I own it, I own this, you have the money, and it's an agreement. That thing is transferred through, like, because like ownership is a certain type of a relationship to an object. I relate to it as mine, and you relate to the money as yours. And da and Kenyan is where we transfer that relationship. That I relate to this field as mine, and you relate to this money as yours, we transfer. So it's essentially a phenomenon in the Das Adam transfer, right? That's a transfer of bailus. Bailus is a certain relationship to an object, and you transfer that through the Prathru Das. Now you'd say that you need to have Das, like Miras Das, Like I say, it can't just be like every time you think, maybe I should give something to somebody, it's going to be his. So you need to have a real Gemira's Das, a finalization where the Das comes to fruition. So but the Rambam paints the picture of where the two parties have absolute Das of transfer. Okay, absolute, complete Das of transfer, and he's saying it still doesn't work. So he says, for instance, they say, but they make the statement, I am selling you this house. Right? And they set up the money. It's not like just in the abstract, they're actually setting up the money. And they're both willing. And the buyer says, I have bought it. Right? And the seller says, I have sold it. And they have Edom. So I think Edom is also good. Like what Dov was saying, is that Edom means is that it concretizes it. It's not just Stam that we're just talking. You say, look, I was just talking. I didn't know it was real. But they say to Edom, listen, you be our witnesses. You be our witnesses that this is a legitimate sale, this is a purchase. I agree. He agrees. It's a fixed amount of money. I say it's yours. Sold. Right? The whole deal. Saying is he's painting a picture of the absolute, the fullest Das. You know, absolutely. See, Edom makes the Das, I think, concretized. You have the fullest Das. And it's saying is it still doesn't work. So apparently Das alone, right? And Dvarim is your expression of your Das, right? The Dvarim is the Das, of course, Das alone, but you may say, fine, you have to express it through Dibor. And it's Dibor in public, in front of Edom. And still, it doesn't matter. It says Das alone, no matter how expressed, you know, it's just the Das alone, even if it's expressed, cannot bring about a Kenyan. It cannot transfer. Object, even though, like, bailus is a certain relation to an object, you can't transfer bailus through Das alone. But it needs some sort of a Maisa Kenyan. Okay? And even if you have the utmost in Das transfer, doesn't work. And that's why I think he's painting this whole picture, you know? But that's what you would have thought, because you would have thought that, look, you know, ownership is a certain relation to an object, and I give it over to you. I've given you my thing. Right? Like in America, I guess it works that way. I sold. Now there's a formal Maisa Kenyan. Sold. It's an agreement. I mean, you have to formalize the Das, but I mean, if you say it in front of witnesses or whatever, I haven't studied law, contract law or whatever, but I mean, it seems some auction law.
It makes sense, because essentially what it is an understanding.
Right, exactly. It's an understanding. You could just say, right. The only thing you'd say is, like, you have to formalize, you have to make it concretized. But in front of Edom saying, this is Smechur Lecha, that has that effect. Mm-hmm. So therefore, so it should work. But that's what it's saying is, the Gzeres Kasev is that it doesn't. The Gzeres Kasev is that you need a Maisa. And asking me a question is, what more do you need? But I'm just a Fanavian at this point. The natural idea of Kenyan, you'd say, is that. And the Torah, in positing this, the halachos of Kenyan, is kind of excluding that. It's taking Kenyan and we're developing that. I mean, we have to see what it does do. But it's saying is, that's the most basic idea of Kenyan, is that idea of Das. What it's saying is, when Torah's positing Kenyan, that's what it's doing. Is it's saying not just that, not that, but this. This is a good question. I mean, maybe we can think about it more. Maybe we'll see when we have an answer. But it reminds me of like by Ishus, right? Kod Matan Torah.
Right.
I started with what it was and what it is. You know, I don't know. He's not saying Kod Matan Torah here, but he's saying is, I guess if that's the natural idea, he has to tell you, you know, where it's coming in. But let's see what it is. Maybe it'll be a little easier. But what does he mean when he says lo is lo, it's not klum? You know, klum, and then ki lo van dvar me'olam. What's that adding? It's nothing, and it's ki, like, as if they never had anything to do with one another. What is that? I mean, aren't those the same thing? Yeah, so I'm thinking maybe similar to that, by that it would mean, this is hard. I mean, so it's a hamina, so it's hard to know for sure. But I'm thinking maybe it would mean that somehow, like, let's say, for instance, you do this deal, you know, you say, this is mine, this sale, you know, the sale, everything, and then it's nothing, right? But then let's say the next day you go and pick up his object, or whatever, you know? So with that, the question is, does that do anything, you know? So maybe you'd say, is like, essentially, you have the full Kenyan, everything's there, and it just, like, it hasn't been, like, actualized, you know, you didn't pick it up yet. So it's like a waiting. You'd say it's like, I'm not sure exactly how you'd define it, but it's like, you may think it's true, you haven't finished the Kenyan. But it's said, like, you did the whole thing, and now it's just a waiting realization. So now, at any point, the guy can just pick it up, and it will complete the Kenyan. But it's saying is, no, it's not just that there's no effect, it's ki lo yabanam dvar me'olam, means it's nothing. So that's it, it's over, basically nothing happened. So now you got to pick it up tomorrow. That you have to restart everything. It's not. There's no process. Then you did like it's just a waiting like hashlama or whatever. It's simply nothing. That's not kinyan. Kinyan without a maisa is simply nothing. It's not that there's like the haskalas of kinyan and now it just demands like a demands being realized. It's not anything. And if you want to make another kinyan, let's say the next day, then you have to need a new thing, a whole new das, a whole new discussion, a whole new. I mean, the fact that we discussed this and we said this is basically a tantamount to nothing, just words. And words are basically fleeting, and that's it. It doesn't. It's not worth anything. There's no. The first thing in klum means it has no halachic effect. It doesn't transfer milus. And kinyan means it's not. It's not part of a process of kinyan. There's no remnant. There's no halachic value. It's not. It's not a component of kinyan. It's nothing. And without the maisa, simply is nothing. Basically, don't think that it's even a mixus kinyan as if it's a something. It's a nothing. Without a maisa kinyan, it's nothing. You just have das. It's just words. It's just talking. It's playing. It's no. There's no halachic value whatsoever. Not just that it doesn't affect the kinyan, affect the change, but it's simply nothing. So what then is maisa kinyan? So what is maisa kinyan? What is necessary? What's the maskana? What's kinyan? Keser shtar, zaga. So what is necessary for kinyan? Das alone apparently isn't enough. So what then? So maybe this is what you guys are saying, that it's the idea is that kinyan is an action, which is like an expression, or a manifestation, or a demonstration. I mean, I'm not sure which word to use exactly, but so let's use expression for now, but we could change the word. But it's like an expression of the transference of violence. In any sale, so you have a trade, so to speak. You have the field is being transferred to you, and the money is being transferred to them. Right, that's what's happening here. We're making some sort of a trade, purchase. So it's not enough just to say that we want to make the trade, but we have to like have a concrete expression. A manifestation of that trade. So either I have to give you the money. So giving you the money, why? You don't just give people money. So I'm giving you the money is an expression, is a concrete expression of that this trade is a reality. So it's taking the das and it's making it into a reality. Okay, or if I start using the field, so I'm saying is it's not just in our das, but I'm actualizing. Okay, I'm acting out the Kenyan. I'm doing something which is like an expression of the reality of the transfer. I'm using field which isn't mine. It is mine. It's like an action of it's like actualizing the transference. Okay, and that's what like by doing an action of that, an action of which is an expression of that transfer, that brings in, that ushers in the transfer. It would be like my first usage of, like, let's say, like, my first usage of the field, acting like a baal is, concretizes my das ba'alam. Okay, and I have das to be a baal, you have das to make me the baal. So with my usage, that actualizes the ownership.
And by shtar
and kesef? Kesef also, because kesef is the opposite, is that basically I'm making him, because it's a two-way street. That's right, what Ariel's pointing out. So kesef is the same thing. It's just expressing, actualizing my seizing and taking of the money.
Okay.
You know? And shtar, see, I'm not sure about shtar, but I think shtar is, it's like it's not just in your das, but you're like there's an idea of a document of ownership. So the idea is when you give a guy a document, right? When you own something, you have to prove that something is yours. So the idea is you have a shtar. Shtar show is a demonstration of ownership. So the idea of giving the guy like the ownership papers, the deed. So basically, you're making him, you're expressing that he's the baal. Okay, because that's something that it's like a baal. A baal is the only one who uses a field. A baal is the only one who has a deed for the field. The deed is a deed or a shtar, which expresses that it's your field, is an action of making him the baal. It's an action, it's an expression of the fact that he's the baal. Because I'm giving him the title, you know, the deed to the thing. I'm giving him from me. It says, my field is sold to you. So it's like an action of setting him up as the baal. So it's not enough, again, it's not just to have das to make him the baal, in words. In words, sadai mechura lecha is just an expression of my das. But I need an action which expresses the effect, which is like an expression of the reality, the effect of the kinyan. Again, that could be either I, you know, giving him the money, okay, which basically is because that's because it's a posale. Why am I giving him money? It's because it's his money. It's my field. Or because I'm using the field, that means it's an expression of the transfer. Or I give him the deed, which is an expression of the transfer. And the idea is that it's interesting how it's like ushered in by, like, it's not just like a symbolic action. This is interesting. It's not, you can't just do a symbolic action. Okay, but it's like you begin the new world, the new reality, which is created by the Kenyan, is the implementation, so to speak, of the Kenyan, of the transfer, is that which realizes the Kenyan, that which realizes the transfer. It'd be like, right, it would be, that's like by a woman also, it's like Bia. So Bia is like the action of a Baal. So you say, I'm being with her, why am I being for? That is the action of expression, I'm her mom. So that's the idea. So by an Eved, you use the Eved. So it's always an idea, it's an expression of, it's like the initiator, the first expression of the Bialas is that which created, that's which realized the Bialas. You know, or not only the Bialas, of the transfer, of the effect of the Kenyan. That's one side of it.
The expression, like you were saying before.
What I'm saying is like this, is that the use of the thing is an expression of, it's the actualization of the Kenyan, which took place. I mean, use is one particular way. I mean, by the Kesef is not going to be use. Use is like Chazakah is use.
So use is just a particular.
Use is a particular. But the idea is it's a realization or an acting upon. Okay, so the realization of the Das which we've agreed upon. We agree upon a das, okay, but that's just very nice, but that's just an abstract that we agree to that. But what are you agreeing to? Agreeing that, I'm going to give you the money, so give me the money. I agree that you could use it could be your field, so use the field. We agree that it's yours, so give it the deed. So it's like it's where the agreement becomes actualized. It's taken for, it's like, putting money where your mouth is. It's taking an action which is an expression of the das which we've agreed upon. Acting it out, so it's the Misa brings the fruition to the. It's supposed to be. It concretizes the das. Concretizes in your head. Halachically, it makes it register. Makes the das register when it's acted upon. The acting upon it makes the das register on the system, and now the effect comes through. And you don't have to have both guys do it, because once one guy does it, it means that this das has been concretized. Right? Once one guy does it, because you have the das, fine, that's in your heads. But now, once one guy acts on it, it means the das has been actualized. Okay, so it's like an actualization, a halachic actualization of the das. And prior to that point, the das is just in their heads. Just something going on in their heads. But once it's actualized through a maisa, that realizes the das. There's a different idea. Dibur is, and I see there's two ideas of expression. Like, Dibur is, like I say, an expression. It means where my das is. It's the fullest. Dibur, the reality of Dibur is in my head. It's just that I'm concretizing my thoughts. But it's still in my das. It still exists just in my head. I mean, I say it out loud or whatever. But it's just the way speech is the full, like, realization of your thoughts, you know? But it's not realizing in the world. It's not concretizing my thoughts. It's just. I'm just, you know, clarifying my thoughts out loud. So, but that doesn't. There's nothing in the world which manifests. It is still just in our heads. Talk is cheap, you know. There's nothing which happened. So the idea is like the idea is that it's an action which concretes concretizing it. Words is concretizing in different senses. It's a concretization of my thoughts, but it's not. That's concretization in the framework of my mind, the highest degree of concretization that your thoughts lend themselves to. But that's not concretized in the world. In the world of halacha, it's like the world of maisa. So the action, once it's acted upon, that's expression of das. Expression of the das in the world. Let's see the Eidim question. So what's the Havmina that you'd need Eidim? Right, that's a question?
Havmina
that you'd need Eidim in addition to this, right? Apparently you'd have Havmina.
That
even within the Kenyan you'd need Eidim, right? That's the end of the Halacha, right? You need Eidim. And then, that's basically it for this. I mean, we'll start with it very quickly. But then the next one to the Gemara is the Mav Metzia, Daf, I think it's Tess. It's a Mishnah. Yeah, it's Tesama Beis. Okay, I mean, you gotta do a little bit of Gemara. I mean, you have to get into this whole Sugya here, the Gemara there. So So a little tricky. The Migus, the one Migus, the two Migus, and you'll say Tesla Bays and the Gemara. Might be a good idea to look at it.
Amazing comments,
yeah.